he's passed the salt.
Sure.
Not like I was invited to Richard Feynman's house and had anything better to do.
How the rest of the night's going to be?
I don't know the future. Do you think there's a chance that an asteroid could hit the Earth, destroying Feynman's house and everyone in it?
No, Sheldon.
Well, then buckle up. You're in for a cranky night.
According to the codicil of the relationship agreement, which you insisted upon, we're not allowed to pout or be moody on date night.
You know I just put that in because of uterus stuff.
Well, it applies to you, too.
I was afraid you might bring this up, so I have a workaround. There you go. As far as you're concerned, I'm smiling. Although I must admit I'm smiling a little bit at the moment because this loophole is so brilliant.
So, Bernadette, have you thought about how you're going to redecorate this place?
Well, I'm thinking ripping up the carpet. You can use the wallpaper, all new light fixtures.
You know, if you knocked out this wall, it would give you an open floor plan. And then, it's a little scary, but could be fun, indoor fire pit.